push may be coming to shove in Bosnia. Allied leaders head to the economic summit. Houston's Rockets grab the NBA's brass ring. Good morning for Bill Lynch. This is Frank Setapani with the CBS World News Roundup. The battle for Sarajevo may have begun. Bosnian Serb military men claim Muslim-led government troops have been raining artillery fire on a town 12 miles north of the city in an apparent attempt to break a three-year surge of the capital. Correspondent Alan Pizzi has the latest.
UN officials said government troops have set up 22 new checkpoints in the area around Visoko, where the troop buildup is reported heaviest. There were also reports of heavy weapons firing in the area of the Bosnian Serb-held town of Ilijas, which is the likely target of any government offensive. Aid convoys, which had been given permission to come into Sarajevo, were canceled. The only road into Sarajevo over Mount Igman was closed this morning. And in the city, residents are replacing the sandbag protection that had been taken down when a ceasefire came into effect at the first of the year. That time now looks like a dream not to be repeated. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Sarajevo.
To Serb leader Radovan Karadzic, the offensive is proof there's no hope for a negotiated end of the war.
This is not the first Muslim offensive on Ilijas. There have been many, many offensives. And it shows that Muslims are not ready for political solution. They want military outcome.
Karadzic warns his side will not free 26 of the peacekeepers it took hostage after last month's NATO airstrikes unless the UN releases four Serbs in its custody.
We do not consider the United Nations our enemies unless they bomb us again.
President Clinton has left for Halifax and the annual summit of the industrial democracies.
As the world's leading industrialized democracies, those of us in the G7 have a very special responsibility to address these forces of change. That's what we'll be doing at Halifax.
White House correspondent Mark Noller takes a look at that.
Only rarely do economic issues actually dominate at the economic summits. This year, the political, military, and diplomatic morass that is Bosnia will be the focus of much of the leaders' attention. But when the talk turns to economics, President Clinton feels he has bragging rights.
I am proud that our deficit today is now the lowest of all the G7 countries.
Actually, that's not true. Mr. Clinton meant the federal deficit as a percentage of gross domestic product. In any case, Mr. Clinton feels the U.S. position at the summit is strengthened by the plan he put forward Tuesday night to bring the deficit into balance in 10 years. But it's the U.S. trade deficit that gets the president's immediate attention in Halifax during a face-to-face meeting this afternoon with Japanese Prime Minister Murayama. A trade war could be ignited later this month when the U.S. imposes 100% tariffs on 13 models of Japanese cars unless Japan opens its markets further to American cars and auto parts. But U.S. officials say today's meeting is not meant as a negotiating session on that issue, and no breakthrough is expected. Mark Noller, CBS News, at the White House.
The Federal Reserve, in a report that confirms other indications of a slowing economy, says industrial production fell in May for the third month in a row, the first time that's happened since the end of the last recession. In Ion, Greece, 90 miles west of Athens, rescue teams struggled to find people trapped in the ruins of an earthquake that killed more than a dozen. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant surveyed the scene.
Looking at the way in which this building has just concertinaed on top of itself, it really doesn't look as though there's much hope for anybody who's trapped inside there. It's going to be a very difficult job to clear all of this rubble. And there are aftershocks taking place all the time, so the rescuers are extremely nervous indeed at the moment.
Scores of French tourists were asleep in a hotel that was flattened when the quake struck, measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale. Russian security forces have surrounded the gunmen who shot their way into a southern city and are threatening to kill some 300 hostages. The attackers are demanding an end to Russia's campaign to crush the Chechen separatist movement. Dozens of people are reported dead from yesterday's fighting in Budyonovsk. In a publicity opportunity, time to coincide with the release of his new album, Michael Jackson and wife Lisa Marie spoke candidly about marriage, sex, and allegations that Jackson abused young boys. Jackson also told the ABC News broadcast Primetime Live he did not mean to offend anyone by including some controversial lyrics in the album.
I'm not a racist person. I could never be a racist. I love all races of people, from Arabs to Jewish people to blacks. But when I say Jew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kike me, don't you black or white me, I'm talking about myself as the victim.
Jackson's lawyer, Howard Weitzman, says his client's story should be taken at face value.
I am Jewish. His business manager is Jewish. His accountant is Jewish. And knowing Michael as I do, there is no way in the world he could be considered anti-Semitic in any shape or form.
Rabbi Marvin Heyer of the Simon Wiesenthal Center is inclined to give Jackson the benefit of the doubt.
I don't think anybody thinks that Michael Jackson is a bigot. There's no doubt about it that he is not. But the fact of the matter is that the choice of those words can be misinterpreted, and I wish he would not have used those words, frankly.
Four Nation of Islam members employed as security guards have been accused of kidnapping and beating four black youths they allegedly caught stealing at a Dallas mall. Police say the boys were also forced to strip and run the gauntlet in a Nation of Islam meeting room where they were whipped and caned over a four-hour period. The New York Times reports that federal investigators have evidence to link Oklahoma City bombing suspects Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols to last November's robbery of an Arkansas gun dealer. It's said to include a stolen safe deposit key they found in a search of Nichols' home. The evidence could help explain how the bombing was bankrolled. A familiar witness returns to the stand today at the O.J. Simpson murder trial. David Dow has that.
Los Angeles County Coroner Lakshmana Satyavageshwaran today will tie a Simpson trial endurance record, 9 days on the witness stand. And he'll face more grilling by defense lawyer Robert Shapiro about what he doesn't know for sure. That includes the exact time of the double murders and this basic.
Can you tell us with a reasonable degree of medical certainty how many people are responsible for these homicides?
No.
But the coroner insists that all of the many wounds inflicted upon Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman could have been delivered by a single assailant wielding one single-edged knife. His nearly four-hour time range for the murders accommodates both the prosecution and defense theories. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A consumer watchdog group is asking the government to ban the drug Lindane, which is used to kill lice. The group claims Lindane has been linked to 6 deaths. The FDA has debated its safety in the past, but decided to leave it on the market. The Senate is set today to vote on a bill that would overhaul a half-century of telecommunications law. The measure would deregulate cable television rates and impose new restraints on violence and smut on TV and computer services. The Houston Rockets proved to be too terrific and too much for the Magic as they beat Orlando 113-101 last night to sweep the National Basketball Association championship in 4 games. Rockets backcourt ace Clyde Drexler says the team's second straight title was the result of good old-fashioned teamwork.
It's great to be on a team that strives for excellence, and this team is the epitome of that right now.
In Orlando, it's wait till next year for disappointed Magic fans.
Terrible. Oh,
slightly depressed. I mean, it would be a close game, but in the end, the better team won, I guess. But that's unfortunate for us.
On Wall Street, after 30 minutes of trading, the Dow Industrial Average was ahead 1 point. It's 10 past.